يعطي حياتي قرآن.
You are listening to season 10, episode 28.
بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله my dear sisters. Once again we are here with you with another hadith. Hadith number 28 of 40 hadiths of Imam Nawawi Siddi sisters. So inshallah, let me read the hadith for you, sisters. One of the Sahabas narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a sermon by which our hearts were filled with fear and tears came to our eyes. So upon hearing this, we said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as though this is a farewell sermon. So counsel us, give us advice. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I counsel you to have taqwa, fear of Allah, and to listen and obey your leader. Even if a slave were to become your leader, verily he among you who lives long will see great controversy. So you must keep to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the Khulafa ar-Rashideen, those who guide to the right way. Cling to it stubbornly with your molar teeth. Beware of newly invented matters. For verily, every bid'ah, every innovation is misguidance. Subhanallah, sisters, this is a wonderful hadith. If we go back in time, we realize it was a tradition that once in a while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give words of advice, nasiha, and admonition to his companions. Subhanallah, those words of advice, as we have said in our previous podcasts, were precise and to the point. And wallahi, those were words of gems, subhanallah. In this hadith too, we see that the companions, radiallahu anhum, went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking some advice. In this hadith, it's specifically mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave them a maw'idha. What is ma'u'idha? Ma'u'idha translated as admonition. It involves reminding the person of the consequences of his actions. It includes reminding him of what his wrong actions will lead him to. It also includes putting the fear of Allah in him, as well as making his heart soft and submissive to the truth. In other words, sisters, it reached their hearts and conveyed the warning to them in a beautiful, understandable manner. This is the way that the caller to Islam, that is a da'i, should convey the message. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words were always short and to the point, not too long or boring. He gave sallallahu alaihi wasallam admonition to the people once in a while, not all day, every day, sisters, which would make the minds of the people bored. When we read the hadith, we understand that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words made hearts of the Sahaba fearful and eyes tearful. Subhanallah. Imagine, sisters, this shows how the teaching of Islam affected the hearts of those people. We can understand the words conveyed were not dry rules and regulations. When the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were mentioned, their hearts, the hearts of the Sahaba, developed fear. Their eyes started to shed tears. Subhanallah. Sisters, this is an important point of self-assessment. We have to check our hearts and our eyes. Do we have hearts that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the ayahs of Allah are mentioned? Do we have eyes that cry and shed tears because of the fear of Allah? Or are we heedless? Na'udhu billah. I would like to remind you a hadith from Sahih al-Bukhari, sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will give shade to seven types of people, seven groups of people under his shade on the day of judgment. There is no shade, sisters, except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would choose seven groups of special people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, among those people will be a person who remembers Allah and his eyes are then flooded with tears. Subhanallah. What a wonderful hadith, sisters. Do we have that kind of heart? Do we have that kind of eyes? You and me and all those who are listening to this podcast, we should try to examine ourselves. Does the Quran have such an effect on our hearts? Do we begin to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we hear the Quran? Do we even understand what Allah says? Do our eyes begin to cry thinking about what we have done and how will we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter? Subhanallah. Let's go back to the hadith, sisters. After hearing the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba said, O Rasulullah, it is as if it were a fable admonition, so advise us. Let's see why the Sahabas were having the feeling or having the sense that Rasulullah alayhi wasallam is giving the farewell speech, farewell sermon. Well, that is because we know in a farewell address, a person who addresses the people, for example, let's say a mother or father who is in her or his deathbed addressing the children. Subhanallah. Imagine, they would try to summarize everything. They will try to summarize everything that they feel is important to their children. And they would not leave anything out of their speech. The person realizes that he or she will not have another chance to add or correct anything in what he or she says. Hence, the Sahabas, those who had this feeling, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to advise them with some important advice that they could apply in their lives after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Look at the advice that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. The very first advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave was, I advise you to have taqwa of Allah. We have touched this topic in detail in hadith number 18, sisters, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu to have taqwa, have consciousness of Allah in whatever he does. The linguistic meaning of at-taqwa is a shield or protective barrier. It is to protect oneself from what angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even some scholars define taqwa as placing a protective barrier between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. Taqwa also means doing that which Allah has enjoined and avoiding that which He has forbidden. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself gives us an intense period of training to attain taqwa. Can you guess when it is, sisters? Yes, you're right, sisters. It is the blessed month of Ramadan, which we all are eagerly waiting for. It's just going to happen in few days, inshallah. May Allah make us among those who witness this blessed month and make us to reap the maximum benefit out of it. Ameen. Subhanallah, even though the month of Ramadan is a blessed month, it's a sad reality. For most of us, when we say Ramadan, it's all about having suhoor and iftar, especially having gatherings for iftar, partying sort of iftar. We try to give all sort of justifications. Subhanallah. Is this the purpose of Ramadan, sisters? No, it's not. It's not gathering an iftar party, sisters. Month of Ramadan is month of Quran. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is an exercise of taqwa. As we fast throughout the day, our bodies urges us to eat and drink. Our hearts, however, resist these temptations out of love and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. By abstaining from food and drink, which is halal and also necessity for our bodies, we build the strength we need to abstain from the haram. By doing this, we are able to attain this God consciousness, that is taqwa. So please, sisters, I request you all to listen to our previous podcast on this topic to get more clarification, inshallah. Let's move on with the hadith, sisters. So the second advice Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave was to listen and obey your leader, even if a slave were to become your leader. Subhanallah. A Muslim must listen and obey the ruler. The meaning of obedience here is that the Muslim responds and submits to what has been ordered or prohibited by the ruler without any disputation or resistance, regardless of whether what was ordered is in accord with what he likes or not, as long as it was not an act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listening and obeying the rightful ruler is one of the fundamental principles of Islam. Let the ruler be even a slave. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 59, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the messenger and those charged with authority among you. Next, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesizes something that's going to happen in the future. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly the one who will lives among you will see lots of differences. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the foreknowledge of many events to come to Rasulullah. In some occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would convey that information in a general sense. In some other instances, he would give specific details of what would occur. Regarding the differences that Rasulullah prophesied, we see these differences in great deal during our time. Differences concerning the rule, opinions, beliefs, the general and specific situation of people, and so forth. The differences become great indeed. Muslims started fighting one another. Muslims started declaring the other Muslims were no longer within the fold of Islam and so forth. The gem, the key to this problem is, sisters, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how not to fall into this trap. What is it, sisters? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some commands and instructions to protect ourselves from this dilemma. First of all, the very first command Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us to protect us from this trap is by saying, stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Sticking to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that one ensures that his beliefs, manners, deeds and statements are consistent with those of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised us by saying, stick to the sunnah of the rightly guided successors. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned his own sunnah and then he mentioned the sunnah of rightly guided successors like Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhum. These successors are called Rashideen because they know the truth. They judge or act in accordance with it. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to his sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided successors as being one entity. This statement implies the closeness between the two sisters, the fact that they were following the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only path that is correct is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Khulafa ar-Rashideen, they followed the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who claims any other way has fallen into innovations and misguidance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to follow his sunnah and the sunnah of Khulafa ar-Rashideen. Not only that, sisters, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bite onto that with your molar teeth. Subhanallah, you may wonder why this expression is made. Well, we know that if we try to pull away what the person is biting on with his or her molar teeth, it would be difficult. Unlike with other teeth, we can grab the thing very strongly with our molar teeth and we will not let it go easily. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that one must cling to their way in a manner similar to how one bites onto something with one's molar teeth, so that it would be very difficult to pull the believer away from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers who tread his path. Subhanallah. What is the second command Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave? He said, and avoid newly introduced matters. Newly introduced into the religion after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also known as bid'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given severe warnings against this grievous sin in many ahadith. We have discussed this topic in more than one podcast in this series. in greater detail, sisters. So we are not intending to repeat this topic in this podcast, sisters. So please do listen to previous podcasts, inshallah, to refresh your memories. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed the main points of this hadith, hadith number 28, in this podcast. So let me summarize what we have learned so far, inshallah. First of all, we said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give speeches or admonitions and words of advice to his companions. Subhanallah, the effects on the companion's heart were their hearts would become fearful and their eyes tearful. Secondly, the companions felt that it may have been a farewell admonition that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. So they asked him for final words of advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began his advice to them by saying to have taqwa or fear of Allah. He ordered them to listen to and obey the ruler regardless of who the ruler might be. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned them of future times in which there would be lots of differences and confusions. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them the key to being rescued from those differences. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who adhered to his way. Do not stray from this path in any way. Adhere to it as if biting onto it with one's molar teeth. Finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then warned them about the newly invented matters that were going to appear, the bid'ah. He stated that all of them are misguidance and lead one astray from the straight path, the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, that's all for today, sisters. I'm winding up today's podcast with the dua, may Allah rectify our shortcomings and make us among those who learn, follow and preach what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make us among the dwellers of Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Inshallah, I'm hoping to meet you all with another hadith next week. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.